For 2 years, investigators in and around the nation's capital have been stymied by repeated arsons, nearly 50 of them. One of the fires claimed the life of an 86-year-old woman, Lou Edna Jones. Well, yesterday, law enforcement officers announced that they had arrested a suspect, a 50-year-old Washington man who was charged with 11 federal offenses. DNA evidence is apparently crucial to linking Thomas Sweat to those charges, which involve 4 fires and 1 attempted arson. Del Wilber writes for the Washington Post and has written about the wave of arson and the arrest of Thomas Sweat. Del Wilber, do the police or prosecutors claim to know why Mr. Sweat would have done what they say he did?
No, they're still digging into that. They're not really sure. They've gone through his past. They've interviewed his relatives and friends and interviewed him. And they still can't figure it out. He mentioned hearing demons and voices. And right now, I think they're just trying to figure out whether there is actually a reason he started these things.
There were certain signatures to these arsons that made it clear they were done by the same person. What was typical of all of these fires?
Well, it was an amazingly simple device that worked almost perfectly, and it really confounded investigators how someone could come up with it. It was a jug, a 1 gallon jug, a juice jug, a water jug, filled with gasoline, stuffed with a cloth wick that he carried to each scene in a plastic bag. He'd deposit the bag, light it. The way it was set up, it wouldn't explode into a fireball for about up to 25 minutes after it was lit, giving him plenty of time to get away. They're still trying to figure out where he learned to create this device.
In this investigation, a critical piece of evidence is a pair of Marine Corps dress pants. How is that?
They have been bedeviled trying to track down who this guy was. They raised the reward to $100,000, canvassed neighborhoods over and over again. But at 3 scenes, they were able to get DNA evidence over time that linked to 1 person, an unknown man. Then in December, Arlington County fire investigators, Arlington County is a suburb of Washington, D.C.,
in Virginia,
found a pair of Marine Corps dress pants and a hat next to a fire, a deck fire. And they were digging through it, looking around, saying, well, this could be connected to the arsons. They called ATF investigators 2 days after their fire. ATF took it, sent it to the lab, and then 4 months later, on April 1st, they got a call back saying, hey, we got a DNA profile from the pants, and it matches the 3 other ones that you've gotten in your serial arson case. And they went, whoa, this is a big deal. Now this fire's connected, but we got to figure out what's up with the Marine Corps pants. And so they called naval investigators and said, what can you tell us about the pants? And they said, well, what's interesting is we had a series of arsons that we investigated near cars, near our Marine barracks, 30 months ago. And here we developed a suspect. Mm-hmm. And they identified that suspect as Thomas Sweat. And then took him into questioning, said we'd like to ask some questions. He voluntarily gave up a DNA sample. Only 6 days later, it came back positive to match the DNA profiles they've gathered at those 4 fire scenes, and they arrested him yesterday.
It is remarkable that one could set so many fires and cause only 1 death in all that time.
The fires were all set early in the morning and often were set outside a front door or a porch, cutting off the escape route. I can't tell you the number of people I interviewed involved in these things who would say, I was awoken by a flickering light outside my window. I raced out, got out just in time. One woman I remember interviewing said she heard a thudding, looked outside, and suddenly the doorway was consumed with flames, and they got out the back. And I think a lot of people feel pretty fortunate that more people weren't seriously hurt and killed.
Del Wilber, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Del Wilber is a Metro writer for The Washington Post.